USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House physician Sean Conley said in a memo released Thursday that he believes President Trump will be able to safely return to public engagement Saturday, or day 10 of the president's coronavirus illness. Upon hearing the news, President Trump is not wasting any time.
I think I'm going to try doing a rally on Saturday night if we have enough time to put it together. It's incredible what's going on. I feel so good. They found very little infection or virus, if any.
The president speaking there on Fox News. Forecasters warning that Hurricane Delta could be a Category 3 storm when it makes landfall in Louisiana late on Friday. Mandatory evacuations are in order.
My wife and I don't want to be put in any kind of danger, so we're going to board up the house best we can and get out of town.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Facebook recently announced an update to Instagram DMs by introducing a new Messenger experience in the app. More than a billion people already use Messenger. They are bringing some of the best Messenger features to Instagram.
I'm Adam Mosseri. I'm the head of Instagram. I'm excited to talk to you today about some of the new messaging features we've got coming out. One of the features I'm most excited about is the fact that people are going to be able to message across apps. So you're going to be able to message your friends on Facebook from Instagram and vice versa. Now, this isn't going to change who you can message or who you can message you. You're still in complete control of both of those things. In fact, we've even built some new controls that are more granular that allow you to decide who exactly can message you, but you'll be able to manage your messages from one app should you so choose. And we think that's critically important, and we also think it's critically important that people have control over their experience.
For more information, please visit the Facebook newsroom at about.fb.com/news.
Attorney General Bill Barr has begun telling top Republicans that the Justice Department's sweeping review into the origins of the Russia investigation will not be released before the election. Barr telling Republicans that Durham is working in a deliberate and calculated fashion, and they need to be patient. The NFL announcing scheduling changes for Week 5 and a potential one for Week 6 as a result of positive COVID-19 cases affecting multiple NFL teams. The Denver Broncos-New England Patriots game, originally scheduled for Sunday, is now Monday at 5 o'clock Eastern Time. Sunday's Buffalo Bills at Tennessee Titans contest is now set to be played Tuesday at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. The Kansas City Chiefs at Bills Week 6 game, set for next Thursday, will be moved to later in the weekend should the Bills-Titans be played on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Three former astronauts have written an op-ed endorsing Republican Senator Martha McSally in her race against Democratic retired astronaut Mark Kelly in Arizona's closely watched Senate race. The Senate race in Arizona is one that everyone is keeping an eye on as Democrats hope to retake control of the Senate. If Kelly does win, the state would be represented by two Democratic senators and a state that was solidly red not that long ago. As far as why the big changes in Arizona, Chuck Coughlin is an Arizona political consultant.
Well, there's a reason Arizona is a battleground state. It's because we're changing, we're growing, but it's a mosaic of reasons. More progressives, it's Californians moving in. Remember what we have been. We're a major retirement community.
Regarding that Senate race, Republican Senator Martha McSally trailing in the polls against her Democratic challenger, Mark Kelly. The two held their only debate earlier this week.
What counterfeit Kelly wants is to delay this so that they can get liberal activist judges on the bench.
This is something that might not even come up for discussion. And if it does, I'll spend some time thinking about it. And I'll make a decision based on what's right for Arizona.
For more news, you can always follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.